We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are expecting another round of rain later this afternoon. There's also a strong cold front coming. Check in with News Radio 1080 throughout the afternoon for the latest on traffic and weather together on the 8s. Texas is getting ready to respond to the potential for coronavirus cases in the Lone Star State. KRLD's Alan Skaya has details.
Students at Texas A&M and Baylor who got sick both tested negative for coronavirus, but Governor Greg Abbott says Texas is working tirelessly to ensure every community has the resources and preventive measures they need. The Texas Department of State Health Services has activated its State Medical Operations Center to answer questions from local health departments and track new information. The State Health Department says it's also working with local agencies to monitor people with respiratory illnesses and have recently traveled to China. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A Trinity Railway Express train hit a semi this morning in Fort Worth and shut down the line for almost 2 hours. The train hit a truck at Riverside, east of downtown Fort Worth, about 7:40 this morning. MedStar says two people have minor injuries. They were both treated at the scene. DART had to use buses to shuttle people between Fort Worth Central Station and the Richland Hills Station while they cleared the train. TRE service is running again, and Riverside has reopened. If you've driven along some of the major freeways in Fort Worth lately, you may have noticed police cruisers parked alongside the roadway facing traffic. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein got some insight from Fort Worth Police.
There are four police cruisers parked in strategic areas throughout Fort Worth.
Not only are they highly visible, but they're either high traffic areas where people would be on their phones, stuff like that.
Officer Buddy Calzada says they serve a dual purpose, to get drivers to slow down and pay attention, and also to advertise a recruitment drive.
The windshield of them, they do say now hiring. The outside of it looks just like a normal police car.
Calzada says the department will soon be running stats to see how effective these cruisers are in making the roadway safer. Oh, and even though they're unattended, don't even think about taking one for a joyride. All cruisers are equipped with GPS, so it won't be hard for police to find you. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Also in Fort Worth, the City Council and the school board will each vote on anti-vaping resolutions at their meetings tonight. School board member Toby Jackson says the board's resolution will offer ways to help students stop vaping without punishing them.
Everybody on the campus, custodial, dietary, should know if the student reaches out to them, who they can refer them to get help.
The school board's resolution would also recommend guidelines to teach kids about the dangers of vaping. The city council's resolution would simply support the proposal from the school board. Police in Mesquite will lay out their plan to cut crime at convenience stores tonight. The city council called a special meeting for this evening at 6 at Mesquite City Hall. Police say almost 20% of all robberies in Mesquite last year were at convenience stores. The city manager says he doesn't want to ban the stores. He just wants to press pause for 3 months so the city can make them safer. Police will talk about requiring security cameras and larger windows at stores at that meeting. The city council could vote next Monday. The founder of the Potter's House just launched a new project. The T.D. Jakes Foundation hopes to raise $100 million to grow job training and educational opportunities for minorities. Bishop Jakes tells KRLD business analyst David Johnson it's a new chapter in his life.
And I've started the foundation because should the time ever come that I retire or expire, the things that I cared about, I want to continue through the foundation to continue to operate and to make an impact on our country.
Hear more with Bishop T.D. Jakes on this evening's CEO Spotlight. That's at 6:20 tonight on KRLD. The Mavericks and the Oklahoma City Thunder came together last night to honor Kobe Bryant. The Thunder showed photos of Bryant on their video board and held a moment of silence before the game. When the Mavs won the tip-off, they took a backcourt violation of 8 seconds in honor of Bryant's first number with the Lakers. Then the Thunder took a 24-second clock violation for Bryant's second number. Mavs coach Rick Carlisle says the team watched Kobe highlights before the game.
No, you're talking about a guy that was a cultural icon, one of the greatest athletes to ever play in any sport.
The Mavericks are back home tonight to host Phoenix. They haven't released details, but say they are planning another tribute for Kobe Bryant before the game. We have continuing coverage of the impeachment trial on News Radio 1080 with live streaming of the trial on KRLD.com and in the radio.com app. And more chances to win $1,000 today. Get a new code word each hour through 4 p.m.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.